But is it really over?
And Drake may want to call Maury after an intruder claimed to be his son.
Plus, Andrew Froyen takes a Disney cruise to chat with the legendary John Stamos.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
Dish Nation!
Yeah. 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 We have a new smash alert.
Oh, yes, Gary, we got ourselves a smash alert. Guys, I am so excited about this one. It looks like Chris Rock and Lake Bell are officially smashing.
Yeah.
I am jealous.
Me too.
The pair were spotted on a romantic boat ride in Croatia over the weekend, which is where you take your romantic boat rides. You take it in Croatia.
I take them in Echo Park, but that's just me.
Croatia, yeah. Getting cozy, and they walk through the city of Dubrovnik before hopping on the boat.
Good job.
Apparently, thank you. Apparently, the couple have been officially dating for a few months.
Wow.
And according to an insider, Lake is very down to earth. Ooh. And like Chris, she's not at all caught up in the Hollywood fakeness, and that the comedian finds her very refreshing.
Love it!
Okay.
Wow!
Okay. That was cute.
He probably saw Honey How Jada Got Honey Will acted and decided, honey, he didn't want to date a black woman anymore. So there you go.
No, that's not true because Chris has been dating black women. I think he's dating somebody
he out here tasting the rainbow. Let Chris Rock be great.
Tanner, can you slap me? Let's see who I get.
They think you're just a big
Here comes Lupita Nyong'o. Here she is.
Well, I like this. I mean, if he's happy, I'm good. Yes. If they make each other happy.
I feel sorry for his daughters, honey. His poor daughters got to see a dead honey.
His
with
daughters are fine.
With a what?
No, his daughters are good, Gary.
I'm going to call this couple Rock the Bells.
Okay, Rock the Bells.
Somebody slapped Gary.
Well, y'all, in more relationship news, Chelsea Handler and Joe Coy have called it quits. After less than a year of dating and almost 15 years of friendship. Hopefully they can still be friends, but she announced the breakup via IG by posting a video the two plan to share on their one-year anniversary with the caption, "It is with a heavy heart to announce that we have decided together that it is best for us to take a break from our relationship right now."
Right.
She continued, "I know many of you invested in our love, and I wanted to express to you how much that meant to both of us, how much it still means, and how much I now believe in love for each one of us."
But I was invested in their love because they put out videos all the time, which were very funny. They just were looking for a Filipino man for her sister. And so I got invested, and I love the fact that they were both older, they were both comics, and they found love at this age.
I just hope they can remain friends, you know, because, like, you know, when you have 15 years of friendship invested in, and then you, like, you know, you get into a relationship, you hope it doesn't, like, you know, overthrow the friendship.
I think it does, though.
I think it does too, Brad. Once you start sleeping, once you start sleeping with somebody and you make it, you make the friendship physical, everything changes.
Things change. Yeah. Things change when you bump uglies, that's for sure.
Things really do change.
Sherry, I'm curious, like, would you recommend for comics to date other comics?
Yeah, I love it. I married a comic because you laugh all the time and you get each other.
Well, but then your laughing stop when you're divorced.
You can steal
each other's jokes. Yeah, it's horrible,
Gary.
That's a drama.
And a comic take.
Wherever there you laugh, it's not when you're divorced.
Well, moving on, man. A man reportedly was arrested for trespassing at Drake's mansion last week. Oh, now, according to reports, police arrived to his estate. They arrested the 23-year-old intruder who claimed the Sixth God is his dad, and he was simply waiting for him to arrive home. Now, the cops didn't buy his story, and they handcuffed his ass for misdemeanor trespassing.
Okay.
Now, luckily for Drake, he wasn't home at the time, and the intruder never made it inside the house.
That's scary, y'all. He said he was waiting for Bobby to get home, literally. Champagne Bobby.
People are crazy, y'all.
People are crazy, Brad.
Yeah.
And how about this guy is 23 years old, so he would have been 11 if Drake was his dad.
Yeah.
Now, wait, now, if any of y'all got caught, like, trespassing at a celebrity's house, whose house would you trespass at, and what would your story be when you tell the cops?
Have y'all seen Trevor Noah's mansion?
Oh, God.
You wouldn't make it over the fence, mommy. His fence is crazy, yo.
I would tell the police that I'm either his baby mama or his mama. Either one, I would tell them.
Oh, my God.
You know, if I trespass at a celebrity's house, it'd probably be Sherry's house. Because, you know, she got a lot of extra money coming through, honey. And I would say we had sex and she just left me out in the cold. And I came to get my
Damn.
Came to pick up my check. All right, Sharon, honey. I have some exciting news. news, honey. The Dish Nation crew in ATL might be able to pull up to Bennifer's 2.0's wedding celebration.
Yay! Yay!
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We made it.
And Mrs. Benjamin Affleck, honey, are keeping the celebration going down south with festivities taking place at Ben Riceboro, Georgia Mansion.
Yeah, that don't sound like a lamb.
We got to see what I'm going to wear.
Yeah, the newlyweds, they're having a bash to celebrate their love. And word is the guest list is full of A-listers, friends, and family. Have y'all gotten your cards yet? Have you seen?
I'm waiting.
Planning the celebration of love for weeks now, so we should get our invites any day.
We got it, y'all. We'll hold y'all down. We got y'all.
Well, okay. If my memory serves me correctly, honey, now isn't this the mansion, y'all, that they were at, honey, when they called off their first wedding? Hmm.
Looking at this mansion, at least with this view, it looks like also where Uncle Ben is buried.
I was about to ask you that, HK. Are we even allowed in the front gate?
It literally looks like you would be going, welcome home, man.
Yeah, I want to follow this spring grass further back and make sure ain't no cotton fields back there.
Yeah. All right, y'all. It is time for a Dish Day. Okay, y'all. Woo. This has got women everywhere running amok at the mouth on Instagram. Uh-oh. Not since Kevin Samuels have we had this much stuff going on. So during an interview about relationships, kickboxing world champion Emory Andrew Tate III said that women who go on girls' trips are disrespecting their men. Y'all gotta hear this.
No way I would allow you to go on all these girls' holidays. That's very disrespectful. I'm a territorial man. That does not mean jealous or insecure. It means I care about you. Anything I care about, I want to protect and love. It doesn't matter how much you love me back. It doesn't matter if no man on earth could talk you into bed. It's not about that. It's about the disrespect.
So it's okay for you to disrespect me.
It's not disrespectful for me to go on holidays or go work with my boys.
What if my holidays are work trips?
No, that's impossible. You're not running the world like I am.
Why is it disrespectful for women to go on girls' trips?
Because I'm like, okay then, what do you think you should do? You think a woman should in a committed relationship should be forbidden from taking girls' trips?
Hell no. We need y'all to go on a girls' trip. It's just in case we want to go on a boys' trip, we don't want no flack. So, they need to go both ways.
Exactly.
You got the man who's pointing the finger the most really need to turn that finger back to himself, because what do you do when you go to Brazil?
When I want to go on guys trips with my boys to DR, PR, and everywhere else in Cartagena, Colombia, I don't want to hear no lip.
Yeah.
But I would say, Chewy, what you just said when you said there are certain places I would not let my man go. The DR, Colombia, all of them places.
Really?
No, you're not going on no boys. No, sir.
Sherry. No, those are beautiful countries that have a lot of history and a lot of nature hikes.
Women don't go on girls' trips to mess around. Like, dudes, y'all just go just to... y'all just go just to have sex.
I am so offended. I go on so many trips and don't ever get... at all.
That's because you ain't got no game, Tanner. You ain't got no game.
When I go to Dominican Republic, I'm doing arts and crafts and I'm hanging out with my family.
Well, up next, honey, eggplant alert! I'm ab alert, y'all, honey. Now, we'll show you how the Bachelorette contestants, baby, showed off their six packages after we pay these bills, honey.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Okay, last night was my favorite night of the week because The Bachelorette was on, baby.
He loves The Bachelorette.
Yes, I do. And the two bachelorettes, Gabby and Rachel, asked the guys to do a pageant complete with Speedos because the ladies wanted to see their abs, or at least that's what they said. Check this out.
We both want them to show us their personality. I think it'll be good to just get a feel of who they are.
Do you guys really think we needed the black boxes to cover it up? Like, what's up, y'all? Do we need it?
Yes.
I guess it's safe for TV.
I think the black boxes made the men feel good, and they was all the same size, so I think that they made the men feel real good.
But you would have to feel like trash if you was one of the dudes who didn't get a black box. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, like, where's my joint blocker?
Or if they made like a black, like somebody's black box was like down halfway down their thigh, and someone else's black box was just like right at their hips. Like that would feel.
I'd be like, yo, it was cold. It was cold.
It was cold.
But Tana, darling, tell us, honey, since you're single, would you put, honey, your little twig and berries in a Speedo to find love?
Twig and berries.
He did say little twig and berries.
I mean little. I mean your capsule.
There we go. Yeah, listen, I would stuff everything. I would stuff everything into a marble bag to find love real quick.
Yeah. My Speedo would look like a hastily packed suitcase.
Anyway, y'all. All right, baby. Yesterday, honey, we talked about Drew Barrymore frolicking, honey, in the rain.
Whenever you can go out into the rain, do not miss the opportunity.
Oh, beautiful.
That's right.
Well, Sherry, girl, honey, now you took the opportunity, honey, just like Miss Barrymore did, and you played in the rain. Check this out.
Oh, whenever you can go out into the rain, do not miss this opportunity.
Oh, wait, dang. Okay, what am I doing?
Oh, my gosh, where's the Uber? Uber, oh, gosh. Okay, oh, Lord, I'm smelling wet dog. What is that? Oh, that's my hair. Ooh, stink.
Now, Sherry, you know I'm a white woman myself, girl. Now, I got to know, baby, what was it like, girl, honey? I mean, would you do it again?
You know, I ran out in the rain. It rained, and I ran out there, and I was trying to do what Drew Barrymore did, but then I realized, you know what? My hair started smelling really bad. The glue started coming off, and I could my Chaka Khan's underneath my hair. My real hair started getting Chaka Khan-ish, and I said, I'm not a white girl. Don't work for black women. This is kryptonite.
Did you drink some rainwater?
You know what? I'm a little, with all of this, the climate warming and global warming, I'm afraid to drink the rain. Remember we used to eat the snow bread? We used to drink the rainwater?
I almost died the last time I ate some snow in Chicago. And it was fresh snow.
Are you serious, Brad?
Yes.
Is that Chicago?
Fresh snow. Do not eat the rain.
Okay, up next, Andrew Freud is talking to John Stamos about the new cruise ship Disney Wish. But first, HK and Gary have an offer to make eating healthy easier than ever.
Hello, is it fresh you're looking for?
Gary, of course we all want fresh, delicious meals and skip trips to the grocery store. And with HelloFresh, they make home cooking fun and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit.
Yeah, so much saving.
It's easy to prepare.
Easy like Friday morning?
You mean Sunday morning, but
one of them.
You're gonna love it.
So more than you love your wife?
All right, Gary, relax, bro. Now, let me finish telling our viewers. Going away this summer? Update your delivery address and enjoy HelloFresh at your vacation destination with just a click. Plans are flexible, so they work with your changing schedule. It's a one-stop shop for all your mealtime needs with quick breakfasts, lunches, snacks, desserts, and more. HelloFresh is 72% cheaper than dining at a restaurant, and it's even cheaper than grocery shopping, so that's money back in your pocket.
Oh, yes, more money to save for my shopping trips. Okay, tell them where to go.
Everything ain't always about you, Gary. Just go to HelloFresh.com/Dish16 and use code Dish16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. That's Dish16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean aboard the all-new Disney Wish, getting ready to check out all this ship has to offer. And guess what? John Stamos is going to join me. Check it out.
Oh my God!
All right, Stamos, where are we right now?
We're on Disney's brand new cruise line called The Wish, and it's everything that I wished for, Andrew.
Is it? Yeah. See? There we go. Any cruise tips? Because this is my first cruise.
Really?
You've never been
on any cruise?
Never. This is my first one.
I thought I saw you on a poster for a cruise line. It wasn't you.
No,
oh, maybe
not
you
me.
Just did the pictures, but you didn't get to go on the
boat. That was probably a green screen situation.
Well, you don't really just get on and go, and they sort of help you to, you know, where are you going to eat? What are you going to do? What's the activities? There's so much. Obviously, we brought our son, and he's just like, he ran around, he went to the kids' club, and then he was so excited to see that they have a restaurant called Arendelle, which is a Frozen. Do you know that movie, Frozen?
Yeah, Frozen, I heard of it, yep.
And anyway, he went, and the poor kid was in, and Elsa, where's Elsa on? And they finally came out, and he's like,
yeah.
Wake up, Billy. because he's just, you know, he's been doing so much.
It's the sensory overload. Oh, I heard there's a spa.
I'm going there today.
Okay, now what's your spa treatment?
I'm working there. I'm getting massages and doing hair.
Oh, that's really nice of you, John.
So I had to pay for the trip somehow.
Okay, all right. Are you a good masseuse?
No.
Okay. Good hairstylist?
Well.
Oh my God, of course. Now, I'm curious because I was at Disney World the other day, and I know that you are a huge Disney fanatic, but did you know that Neil Patrick Harris has a drink named after him in Epcot? Where is there the Stamos drink? Why is there not a Stamos drink on any menu in Disney World? Is that a point of contention?
It is now.
Yeah.
Neil Peck, what's his drink called?
It was some kind of cocktail in Mexico. I think it was a margarita or something.
I don't drink.
Yes, this I know.
So, but maybe they do a mocktail.
Yeah.
Stay mocktails.
Do you want to pitch the Disney people right
Let's
now?
Let's work on something, Nolan. What do you think?
So stay mocktail. So I think something that represents you, something Greek.
You want to stay hydrated when you're there.
Okay.
So moist, like stay moist.
Drink. Stay moist.
That's not good. Terrible sounding drink. I wouldn't drink that.
For you, career-wise, what's coming up? When can we see you on television again?
Well, I just finished the second season of Big Shot for Disney Plus, and I can't get away from Disney. But I love it. That comes out, and I can't tell you yet, but soon enough.
Okay. Favorite Disney character and why? Let's talk about this.
Well, here's the deal.
Yeah.
I do voices now on these cartoons. You know that? My nanny started having Billy watch Full House. I fired her.
Yep.
And he's grounded. But he also watches Spidey and his amazing friends. And guess who's doing Iron Man's voice on Spidey and his amazing friends?
Robert Downey Jr.
Nope.
John Stamos.
Yep.
What?
And I do a pirate on Mickey's Funhouse. You ever watch that one?
No, but...
You should watch it. I play Salty Bones.
Salty Bones?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how to do a pirate. I did it the first day. I go, that's great. I go, that sounds silly. I'm Salty Bones. You know.
Done.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, it's the last story of the day, so...
Dish is it!
Imagine walking down the street with your husband and people assuming he's your son.
Mm.
No. Well, this happened to TikTokers Hunter and Jessica, and they go through this all the time because while Jessica is 5'7", her husband Hunter is 5 feet even.
Oh,
now,
yes.
Jessica says despite them being very happy, they get teased online and in real life. And people ask, does she want a real man instead? And other men assume that they can please her better, which Jessica says her husband is the best she's ever had.
She got to say that.
Yo, Short King Love! Short King Love!
Buddy.
Let me tell you something about short men. Short men are quick. They real angry. Because I know this man can take care of it. Because short men be mad all the time.
Wait, that's Tanner. Tanner, is this true?
I'm angry right now.
Tanner's angry right now.
I'm mad right now.
Yeah.
And that's an insult, wondering if that's her son. I mean, he doesn't
look.
Yeah.
She
doesn't look that much older.
But it does look like you taking like your little brother out for a soda or something. Like, you know what I'm saying? That kind of
it does look like she would get on the roller coaster and they wouldn't let him on.
Right.
Like it does look like.
Right. Like the height restriction. Yeah. Like, sorry,
he does have that look in his face like he gets told no a lot. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.